From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump announced Friday that his administration will impose 25% tariffs on Chinese technology imports, with the first round, worth $34 billion, set to take effect July 6th. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says they're calling on the administration to work with Congress to ensure family farmers don't bear the brunt of retaliation that's been promised to follow. He says Secretary Perdue should work with congressional leadership and ag committees to craft a farm bill that protects against market volatility and severe price swings. After winning approval from the House committee last Wednesday, the 2018 North Carolina Farm Act could mean a ban on companies labeling plant-based products as milk, making it the first state to do so. The FDA defines milk as a lacteal secretion practically free from colostrum obtained by the complete milking of one or more healthy cows. But some House Finance Committee members are opposed to North Carolina being the first to make the change. A new University of Washington study finds livestock production uses less energy than most forms of seafood aquaculture. Called the Environmental Cost of Animal Source Foods, the study reviewed 148 assessments of animal source food production for livestock, aquaculture, and capture fisheries that measure four metrics on environmental impact and standardize these per unit of protein production. As reported by AgWeb.com, beef typically performs poorly in research projects attempting to measure the total environmental footprint of production practices.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.